And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
BSBOT recording live directly after a 9-0 win. Gregory, how are you? Top of the morning to you.
I want to take some people behind the scenes right now. We're gonna open the doors a little bit to life of Blue Shirts Breakaway.
Okay, yeah.
You guys may have remembered a certain BSBOT/emergency episode of the podcast we did after the New Jersey Devils hired a man by the name of Lindy Ruff to be their coach.
Oh, yeah.
we have made mentions on this show before about us getting notes from our employers about some of the things we say on the podcast.
Yeah, well, yes, keep going.
Hold on. Let me keep going. I'm not done with my story.
Keep going.
This story might take all of 30 minutes, which is why we wanted to do it tonight.
Right.
And for that one, those were the most scathing notes we've ever received from our employers. They essentially said, we understand you guys are excited about certain things that happened with this team, but you were essentially making fun of Lindy Ruff and laughing in his face.
Yes.
I got news for our employers. If you thought that was bad, you're going to have to fire us for what I'm about to say regarding Alain Vigneault.
Oh, well.
You're not going to want me employed.
It's been a really good run.
It's that simple.
It's been a really good run at The Athletic. We've done a great job here, and we've really done some good jobs working together. Before we get into that and what we're about to say about Alain Vigneault and the David Quinn slander and everything, it could not have been a more perfect night for this. I mean, listen, I hope Quinn and the coaching staff are healthy. I hope they're good. Let's get this out of the way now before we do jokes this entire time, right? I hope these guys are good. I hope they're healthy. I hope it was just contact tracing and they're back on the bench later this week. Okay, cool. We got that out of the way. I'm going to read.
Yeah, Monday, I'm sure I'll have thoughts about why this game was even played and how irresponsible it is from the NHL that this game was even allowed to take place.
I had them already.
Tonight's not the night to do it, Ryan. We're having too much fun.
No, because what I'm going to do now, Greg, before we get into it, I'm going to read the 9 goals in a row. Here we go.
Okay.
Brendan Lemieux, assisted by Adam Fox.
Should have known right then. As soon as Lemieux gets goal number one,
right,
fuckery is about to happen.
Right off the rip, I was like, Lemieux got it, but it was a beauty by Adam Fox right across the crease there. Ortega Panarin scores. All right.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, that just makes sense. Pavel Buchnevich scores once. I walk away to brush my teeth. Pavel Buchnevich scores twice.
Oh, good for you. And
thank you. Some dental
hygiene.
You
brush your teeth for 2 straight minutes. What? Who the fuck are you? Crest himself?
Dentists recommend.
Four out of 5 dentists say fuck yourself.
So Pavel Buchnevich scores again. Then Jacob Trouba. Then then Mika Zibanejad. Then Mika Zibanejad again.
Yep.
Then Mika Zibanejad again. Then Filip Hedl. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Then Filip Hedl, and then we're at 9 goals. Mika Zibanejad had 6 points in the second period, which was a record only done by one other player in 1983.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep. My phone gave up on notifying me when goals were scored after the 7th.
I've never had more requests.
The phone was like 7-0, you don't need to check anymore. And then it just decided to send one more update at the end of the second period that said end of the second, 9-0 Rangers on 23 shots. Alain Vigneault, you masterclass of a bum. You scum of the earth.
What?
You fraud of a coach. You are just a chef's kiss turd nugget.
I like how you kept it PC there. That was good. I like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be mean.
We're going to get notes on this pop probably anyway.
It's okay.
So I might as well... I'll make them work for the notes on this one. It's going to be the Toy Story version, and they're going to have to try and give this a PG-13 rating.
It's exactly like that.
Could it have happened to a better person, Ryan?
No.
Because let's set the stage here. At 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we can do the whole day.
Interesting note from Larry Brooks, because credit where credit is due. We like to dunk on Larry a lot. But Larry is insightful about this
stuff. We give a lot
of
credit to Larry, to be fair.
Yeah, he's insightful about this stuff. And his words were very odd that the Rangers aren't doing a morning skate today, that it was canceled. That seems strange. I think Vince also tweeted out that something was up.
Well,
nobody knew
because
what.
Quinn wasn't able to make it to the press conference.
Correct.
Which was, in my opinion, at that point in time, I thought it was they were just going to be testing Fox and Buchnevich again to see if it was false positives, to see if they could play tonight. And then at that point, they wanted to push the press conference until later because, well, they don't have the update that the beat writers would want. That was just the logical thing.
It was a logical assumption to say something COVID-related was happening for the Rangers, but you just assumed it was going to be about either Fox, Buchnevich, DiGiuseppe, or that another player was going on the list and the Rangers had a move they needed to make, which is why Quinn wasn't going to meet with the media. We didn't know that the entire coaching staff was going to be donezo.
The entirety
and
of it.
And gone. And Chris Knobloch, God bless him, patron saint of Blue Shirts Breakaway.
My dude, Chris Knobloch is about
Gord,
to be...
Gord Murphy, just clutch hockey name. We've seen him before.
Mr.
He
Drury?
Was up here for the Hurricane Series.
Mr. Drury?
And the kid Chris Drury making an appearance behind
They talked bench. About his baseball career, just in case you were wondering. That's how bored they were.
Pride of Trumbull, Connecticut Little League. Went to the Little League World Series.
They did say
that's a big deal. I hate... Trumbull was Philadelphia before Philadelphia was Philadelphia to me. I fucking despise Trumbull, Connecticut. Fun fact, Ryan, the only time I literally threw fists in a high school baseball game was after I ran over Trumbull's catcher. He got up, didn't like it, and it went down. It's also the only time in my life I threatened to fight a parent because the parent pissed me off. I hated Trumbull so much. So I've always had mixed feelings about Chris Drury because I want to say shout out the 203. You have to give props when someone from the 203 goes on to bigger and better things, but seriously, fuck Trumbull.
Now that we've got Trumbull out of the way. Yes. All this happens.
The Rangers drop a nine burger on the Philadelphia Flyers.
The crowd of 2,000 people, Gregory, 2,000 people, not MSG at minimum capacity as it should be currently following the regulations. At the top of their lungs, we want 10. We want 10. And you could hear it crystal clear over the broadcast. Crystal clear. Unbelievable. Beautiful. I'm like crying.
Now, I didn't get to watch the game, so I could only assume that NBC said this was the most boring hockey game they've ever seen.
They were doing this. they were doing this in the third period. The entire time just talking about Brian Boucher's career, how he let up nine goals. They were counting every single stat possible. It is a travesty, Gregory. Seriously, and I cannot say this enough. It pains me to my core that Sam Rosen wasn't able to call this game. The calls that would have been happening in this game would have rivaled the five-goal game for me because it had been last year. It would have been a game I didn't get to watch, by the way. It would have been rivaled in every single manner by Sam Rosen. It is a crime against New York Rangers humanity. He wasn't able to call this. And the NBC broadcast was mediocre at best because they had to try to keep people around for a 9-0 game. Jesus.
Yeah. Pour one out for Connor McDavid, who finally gets to get on American television.
Didn't even know.
But the game before Connor McDavid gets to play on American television, the New York Rangers make it so uninteresting because they're just ragdolling Alain Vigneault and his belittled Philadelphia Flyers. Like, Gritty has to retire, right?
I think Gritty has to take a game off.
I don't want to see another Gritty thing in my entire
Gritty
life.
Gritty has to take a game off. This is one of those games where it's like, I said this to Diana earlier. I think I'm going to go out to I don't even know where to get newspapers in Philadelphia, but I'm going to go get the newspaper tomorrow because I just want to see what they say. Like, I just want to – I'm going to get on my bike in the morning. I'm going to go to the – there's no delis here or whatever. I'm gonna ride around until I find a newspaper, and I'm just going to read every single word they have just ravaging Alain Mignot and the Philadelphia Flyers. Because, listen, the game was close. You and I talked about it 2 days ago. It was 4-4. We went to overtime. Keith makes a bad pass. Yeah. Keith, hold on.
To his credit.
I'm going to give Keith some credit.
And Artemi Panarin also say that there was a miscommunication with Panarin. It wasn't as bad as it seemed.
I agree. Panarin called for the pass. Keith gave it to him. Didn't really work out. Then Keith wasn't in position. Got dismantled. They lost the game. Keith also kept them in that game. We're Keith's agents. You guys know that. All right. Now that we've gotten out of the way, the Flyers, like there was no Adam Fox, who is clearly the best player on the New York Rangers. Sans Artemi Panarin. Sometimes I think it might actually be him at this point. And then No Buchnevich. Then tonight, Buchnevich comes back, or Adam Fox comes back, an absolute dismantling. It has to be like, if you're the Flyers, you're outside of the playoff position right now. Like, listen, the Rangers, I know they're still making a run here. They're trying to get in it. I don't believe they will. That's not me being negative on tonight. That's just the facts. But the Flyers, like, they're fighting for a playoff spot, and this Ranger team that's just struggling, going up and down, doesn't have their coaching staff. Dude, David Quinn's not there. He's at home shaking his head. I don't know what he's doing. And Alain Vigneault has to sit there on the other side and just be like, I can't believe an AHL coach just got called up, and I got absolutely embarrassed. It was a perfect storm. I can't remember another night like this. I can't ever. Like, since we started this, the only other night I can really think of was like the Minnesota Wild night when the Rangers were down like 4-0 and they won 5-4. I can't think of maybe the Montreal game. I can't think of anything like a drubbing of this level. It's insane.
No, there's a difference between a big comeback and a drubbing. Like, a big comeback is a choke job. This is just a straight up embarrassment.
Yeah.
Those two things are categorically different. They live in different universes. The Philadelphia Flyers on paper are a better team than the New York Rangers.
Not a question.
They should be one of the four best teams in this division without question. The fact that the Philadelphia Flyers are struggling as much as they are, you could try to blame it on COVID as much as you want, but everyone in the East has had COVID issues or injury issues or some kind of problem. So it's not like the decks have been stacked against the Philadelphia Flyers in an unfair way. This is the third time, the third straight game that the Flyers have played the Rangers where the Rangers are coming off adversity. And it not just adversity, but like something awful has happened to the New York Rangers before puck drop. And each time Alain Vigneault has made the game a contest, he did it Monday night. The New York Rangers had no business being in that game as long as
zero.
He did it the first time the Rangers played him when the Flyers were coming off COVID. And I forgot. At this point, I don't even remember what the Rangers' issue was. I think they didn't have Trouba. They didn't have Hedl. They were missing so many players. That, I think, was the first Panarin game.
The second,
where the Rangers didn't have
the
Panarin
second,
as well.
Yeah, Chris Kreider was the hat trick the next one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rangers had no business being in that game, and they were. This is a fireable offense. If this had happened to the New York Rangers, we would be
oh
on this
my
podcast
God, dude.
Despondent. We'd be saying, we'd finally be Fire Quinn boys. Now, this is just fucking hilarious from the Fire Quinn perspective. Because if you think
wait for after the break.
This is proof
wait for after the break
David
because
Quinn,
we got to talk about it. It's
well, I'm not done with AV yet. Yeah. But we'll get to that. We'll get to the Fire Quinn shit because that's just fucking hilarious. That's chef's kiss that this has happened tonight.
And so
but for
Alain Vigneault, we'll save it.
For Alain Vigneault, this is an utter embarrassment. I can't look him in the face. I don't ever want to look him in the face. I don't know how Buchnevich didn't whip it out when he was scoring these goals against Alain Vigneault under these circumstances in this game. I don't know how like he didn't just skate over there and fart in someone's face. Like, just one of the most rancid, I had rotten eggs for breakfast, stanky farts directly in his mouth. So it sticks in his gum and he has to keep chewing it all night long. It's embarrassing. You have Jacob Voracek. You have Claude Giroux. I understand the defense. Isn't it interesting, Ryan, that Alain Vigneault has a questionable defense and not Henrik Lundqvist, and things don't seem to be going well for him? I'll even do you one further. He doesn't have Roberto Luongo either. It's almost like he's a fraud, and he's been a fraud from day fucking one. It's why not a lot of things I could put the feather in my cap about. Really not. I understand that a lot of things I say in this podcast are dumb. I understand that I'm not the world's smartest human being. I'm not that knowledgeable in hockey terms, especially when you compare to how much I give a shit about baseball. Hockey is not my number one sport. But I got to pat myself on the fucking back. You can go back. It's on SoundCloud. It's out there. When the Rangers extended Alain Vigneault, I came on this show, looked you dead in the eyes, and said, I don't get it. What am I missing? Why do they have to do this? This doesn't make any sense. He already had multiple years left on his contract. The Rangers are coming off a decline. I don't think he's the right coach for this transition. I gave you every reason. This was 4 or 5 years ago at this point. Every reason why that was a bad idea. And it's very few times I can sit here and say I was right. But Ryan, I was fucking right. That guy is a fraud. He sucks. You guys think David Quinn is bad. Alain Vigneault is proof positive that he's bad. He has no discernible skill. His system is outdated. Jim Boeheim is a more qualified coach in this day and age as a hockey coach. Forget about it running the 1-3-1 zone at Syracuse. Put him behind the bench for the Flyers. They ain't giving up 9 goals to Chris Knobloch and a bunch of misfits. Alain Vigneault is a bum. He's the worst. Ralph Krueger got fired. We're getting fired.
Yeah, it's cool.
We're going to be Ralph Krueger gets fired. Ralph Krueger isn't as bad a coach as Alain Vigneault is. You know why? Because we know Ralph Krueger is bad. Alain Vigneault has created this myth about himself. I don't know how. I know exactly how he did it, so I'm not going to say.
Well, yeah, it's the Carey Price syndrome. It's the same thing.
Yeah, he had fucking Luongo. He had prime Luongo and prime Lundqvist, and people were like, wow, this guy's winning a lot of fucking games. How did he win those games? Because the goaltenders decided they weren't going to lose. Alain Vigneault was never the correct coach. The Rangers had that one window of opportunity where they just had the perfect roster, perfectly built roster, no holes, solid group.
Top to bottom.
And then as soon as that roster wasn't perfect anymore, the real Alain Vigneault showed up. That man can't cook unless you've given him freaking a smorgasbord of perfect meats. If he's trying to make hamburgers out of just ground beef picked up at Stop and Shop or Hannaford's or Price Chopper or, I don't know, Trader Joe's, do they sell that kind of meat?
No.
Alain Vigneault is a guy who shops at Trader Joe's, but now he has to shop at Stop and Shop.
Don't slander and TJ's. TJ's is legendary.
That's fine. Fuck him. Alain Vigneault used to shop at Trader Joe's, and now he had to go to Stop and Shop to pick up his meats. And he's realizing he doesn't know what the fuck anything looks like because this isn't his hoity-toity product.
Breaking the F-bomb record here, too. Yep. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back, talk about David Quinn. We'll go from there. Transition.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
And we're back. Okay.
And another thing about Alain Vigneault.
Yes.
No, I'm done. That guy doesn't deserve another breath of oxygen.
I will give it to him. He says in a quote here, couldn't defend, couldn't make a play.
No shit.
I'm truly embarrassed. You should be.
Yeah, when it's snowing, I go outside and say, wow, really snowing. I'm breaking news with that one. Yeah, thanks, Alain. How are you going to fix it? I don't know. We didn't get any good looks.
Great quote from Vucevic. I don't know what's going on in there. I have the antibodies. Thanks. Score two.
Okay.
Vucevic, unbelievable stuff. Dude, this game was, the entire experience was unreal just watching moment. It was kind of like, okay, the Rangers are up 3-0. And then I started like having logical thoughts, right? Which, you know, is always dangerous, especially when it comes to you and me. I was like, okay, we're up 3-0. Oh, we're up 4-0. Bucherevich scores. I'm brushing my teeth. Very nice. Well, I guess we should play Lafreniere and Kako now as much as possible. Oh, Jacob Trouba just scored. Oh, there's another. Oh, now Mika has a 6-point period. And then it was like, I had no real analysis from this game except for the absolute drubbing again against the Flyers and how enjoyable and how the crowd was absolutely out of their minds for the amount of people in there. And I can only imagine what the Garden would have been like, absolutely packed to the brim. The AB chance that would have happened tonight and the Carter Hart slow chance that would have happened would have been legendary. I really don't know how we ever lived this particular game down, especially on this show, because we're going to get to it right now. Mr. Chris Knobloch, also KK, by the way, Keith King, Kapokako, Chris Knobloch, KKKKKKK, he will always be brought up as a scapegoat for David Quinn moving forward. There's no doubt about it.
You're using the term scapegoat wrong.
Do it correctly for
just
me.
So you know.
Fix it for me.
Yeah, he's not a scapegoat.
He will always be brought up in the fact that when you want to make Quinn seem less relevant or less impactful, you will have to reference Chris Knobloch in this situation.
Okay, but that's not – a scapegoat is the excuse for something bad happening.
Well, in this case, there's something good, and so something bad is that
– Yeah, but that's – yeah, he's not a scapegoat, right?
Well, in this case, he's a scapegoat because everyone in the minds of all these people that want to fire Quinn is extra bad.
That's not what a scapegoat is.
Okay, I don't understand scapes or goats.
No, you don't. He's the litmus test, right? It's just like, oh, look, all the Rangers needed was someone not doing the Quinn thing.
It gets even worse because Mika Zibanejad has been awful all season. Really, truly. The last couple games, I'll give it.
But he hasn't been awful recently, Ryan.
The last couple games, he's been coming out. He really has.
We got to be honest here. It's not like Mika Zibanejad was still crapping his pants on a nightly basis before tonight. The puck wasn't going in like it went in tonight. But Mika Zibanejad has been trending in the right direction for the better part of 2 weeks now. And like many things with the New York Rangers, it's hard to see that because they don't win every night. And if the Rangers aren't winning, nobody wants to hear about the moral victories, the small positives. Look, guys, if you think Chris Knobloch had a discernible effect on how the New York Rangers played tonight, I don't know what to tell
you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a one game sample against the Flyers team that we have clear evidence now might just not be good. And not just not good, like painfully bad, I would say.
You're allowed to, by the way, as a joke, tweet pictures of Chris Knobloch at me and Greg when David Quinn does anything bad. You go ahead. It's going to happen. It's happening no matter what. Chris Knobloch is now legendary Ranger material forever. St. Paddy's Day Massacre on the side of the Philadelphia Flyers. That's exactly what happened here. Chris Knobloch was the leader, even though Vince Mercogliano, friend of the podcast, pointed out Knobloch runs the exact same system as Quinn. Didn't change any of the lines, didn't change any of the power play, and just let the guys do what they do. You cannot blame him. You cannot give him. You can give him some credit for this, but I understand how what you're going to do right now at home. You're thinking, well, how come the Rangers never played like this for Quinn? Listen, sometimes this just happens. I don't have like a really good explanation, but it definitely wasn't like a subtraction. It wasn't addition by subtraction in this situation. I think I used that one correctly.
No, and it's again, if we're going to give Chris Knobloch all the credit in the world for how the New York Rangers played tonight, but then you also have to blame Chris Knobloch for scratching Julian Gauthier and Tarmo Rajunainen. If you're going to say everything tonight was Knobloch's decision, well, it was Knobloch's decision not to play those guys. You can't then say, oh, well, that decision was made for Knobloch. He didn't get a say in that one. But Knobloch gets credit for all of the good that happened in the 9-goal outburst. No. He either gets full credit or no credit. And if you want to give him a full credit, then fine. Yeah, we do this dance with Quinn every time. You want to blame Quinn for Kako not scoring, Lafreniere not scoring, Hedo for getting yo-yoed up and down the lineup, Howden for staying in the lineup. If you want to blame Quinn for that, I'm all for it. But then you have to give Quinn credit for everything Adam Fox does. You have to give credit for everything Ryan Lindgren does. You have to give Quinn credit for turning Mika Zibanejad into a 40-goal scorer last year. You have to give Quinn credit for everything that's happened to Pavel Buchnevich, who is now the Rangers' number one two-way forward, not just replacing what Jesper Foss did, but improving upon it. You have to give Quinn the credit if you're going to give him the demerits. You can't pick and choose. It has to be 100% across the board. And if you want to say that Buchnevich's leap is not because of Quinn, that's fine too. If you want to say that Adam Fox's production is not because of Quinn, that's fine too. But if we're not going to give Quinn full credit for those guys, then you can't say that Kako struggling is all because of Quinn, and you can't say Lafreniere struggling is all because of Quinn. It has to be 100% across the board, or it can't be 100% anywhere. You can't pick and choose the things you complain about. And it's the thing we talk about on this podcast all the time. Would the Rangers have won 9-0 tonight if Quinn, Oliver, Martin, if all these guys were on the bench?
Strong
would the scoreline still be 9-0? I have no fucking idea. Nobody knows. We don't live in a fairyland world where we can go around and decide what does happen and doesn't happen because X, Y, and Z. There's no, even with or without David Quinn, there's no fucking excuse for the Flyers to give up 9 goals to this team. I understand that Panarin's here. I understand that Zibanejad is here. But this New York Rangers team, honestly, with Alexander Georgiev in goal, shouldn't be shutting people out.
And yeah,
especially with Jacques Martin not here.
And by the way,
it's unbelievable.
Georgiev has to feel quite good right now after having what is just the yips to the highest degree and level to go out and have a 9-0 shutout. There's no better confidence booster than that. You can't get better. I think he even said in his post game press conference, like, this is unbelievable. I don't even know what just happened. The guys just
Great. In your words, we'd have to use the Philadelphia Flyers as a scapegoat for Alexander Georgiev. Apparently,
there you go. Chris Knobloch says,
what a scapegoat is. Just so we're clear,
we're very clear now. Chris Knobloch says it's been a busy day. There you go.
I'd say Chris. All that this is missing, Ryan, all that tonight is missing. It's what we talked about with Fitz on Monday. The absolute cherry on top of this cake would be if Dan Rosen gets a soundbite or Darren Drager gets a soundbite from someone tomorrow and says Jack Eichel wants out of Buffalo. Oh. He wants to be reunited with his college coach. That would be the fucking cherry on tonight's Sunday if all of a sudden – All the anti-Quinn people are having a field day tonight, because why wouldn't you? The Rangers won 9-0 and David Quinn
wasn't
nowhere
there
to be seen.
I know.
But if Eichel just drops it at like 9:37 tomorrow morning and just says, I can't stand Buffalo anymore. It's not for me. This organization has wasted some of the better years that I had. I can't keep this up. I'm not going to carry this team. Let me be reunited with the man who put me on this trajectory, David Quinn. I want it. I want to see it. I want to bathe in it. I want it to wash over me like a warm summer day. I need it. It's nothing more in this world. I have Jacob deGrom and everything great with him. The second thing I need in this world is Jack Eichel just saying there's only one man I want to play for.
Have we ever – I know our DMs and mentions blow up a lot, but as soon as the Quinn stuff was called, I got so many messages that were just like, this: if this goes to 5-0, the Quinn stuff is going to be legendary. And it went to 9-0. And not only that, I've never gotten so many. I can't remember the last time we've gotten so many calls to do a BSBOT immediately. Like, I legit can't remember. It had to be the Mika 5 goal game.
I will say, I will never give credit to peer pressure. Mm-hmm. I came to the decision to cut my night short, return home, and talk to you, of all people.
Yeah, bad choice.
Because this. If this wasn't the Flyers, I don't think I would have cut my night short. It would, like, if this was the Sabres, it would have been sad.
I told everyone we were recording Devils, in the morning. That's it. It's all good.
If this was the Sabres, it would have been sad. If it was the Devils,
who cares?
I'd be having a really fun time with our friend Jeff. I probably wouldn't even have time to be tweeting anything or talking to you.
Right.
If it was the Islanders, I'd feel nothing because I just don't care about the Islanders. But it's the fact that it's the Flyers and Alain Vigneault and that entire just – shit cheesesteak sandwich that was just got me out of bed.
Listen,
I was,
we'll end here, buddy. A nice 26 minutes. We'll do the kind of parting shots here. It's never going to get better than this. It's when it comes to like absolute drubbings, like you just said, it doesn't get better than beating the Flyers in this situation. Like, yeah, I think for me personally, beating the Islanders 9-0 would feel just as good. I know we've disagreed about that in the past. But you're not – how many hockey games are you going to win 8-0 plus in your lifetime? What, 2, 3, 5 maybe? It's probably under 5. I don't know. But it feels like it's a rarity. Like, tonight was one of the most fun, one of the most unbelievable. I was in awe. It felt surreal to watch, like, every time I turned away in the second period, they scored again. And to watch Pavel Buchnevich, a person that Alain Mignot absolutely treated like garbage and ignored and didn't develop and truly sat. I mean, Tanner Glass played ahead of him. There's no doubt about it. I love Tanner. He didn't deserve it. Look at Pavel now. I know he wasn't the player he isn't the player then, he is now, but still, that doesn't matter. Pavel Buchnevich got to shove it in the face of his ex-coach who absolutely hated him top to bottom, and Mika Zibanejad got the monkey off his back with 6 points second period. That is unbelievable. I'm so happy there were fans there in the Garden. I'm so happy the Rangers got to do this. They get to go play the Capitals in a back-to-back over this weekend. That is going to be, I'm assuming, pretty brutal. That team is pretty good. Let's see what happens if they can ride the momentum. But for tonight, Gregory, there's nothing but to do but to lean back and enjoy the misery of Alain Mignot and the Philadelphia Flyers and the absolute elation and joy of the New York Rangers. That's it.
I will say that this is how I know you and I are just wired differently. Because you're saying all that fun, lovey stuff, blah, blah, blah. Good mm-hmm. for you. Happy for you.
Thank you.
Be happy, smile, Invisalign forever.
Thank you.
Brush your teeth for another 5 minutes.
I did it for two already. I'm good. Thank you.
Me, it gets to 5-0 Rangers.
Yeah.
And Greg the Met fan just snaps into it. And I start having the, all right, guys, enough. Save some of it for the Capitals. You're going to waste them all tonight. Don't empty the chamber tonight.
That's so mad.
You got to save some. It gets to 7-0. I'm convinced the Rangers aren't going to score again. Against the Capitals. Once it gets to 9-0, forget about it. The Rangers aren't scoring for a week. For me, there are Met games where the Mets just break out and score like 15-plus runs. I just know the Mets are going to score 1 or 0 the next time out, especially if DeGrom is on the mound. I'm enjoying the 15 runs and it's funny, but I also know that there's just nothing but pain immediately following up what happens here. So, that's how – everybody should know that you and I are just wired completely differently. This
everybody
should not be
that.
The podcast where everyone, all of a sudden, the light bulb clicks and you're like, wow, Ryan is one way and Greg is another way. And all of a sudden, it makes sense to you. Yeah, just everyone needs to know that as soon as my phone alerted me that it was 5-0, I told myself that there was a part of me that I was like, all right, that's good. We're good. We're good. Don't worry about another goal. Just play some defense. Save the rest for the Capitals. But, again, the Flyers. You just magnificent, stupid organization. You colossal
Careful. We've done a lot.
Mountain of misery.
We've done a lot. There you go.
You.
Okay.
You.
Because that's been enormous. BSBOT. You can follow me on Twitter at Real Ryan Mead. You can follow Greg at Blue Shirts Break. We'll be back early next week, maybe with some changes.
maybe without an affiliation.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, we love you guys. We did it for you. I hope you guys appreciate us. And let's go, Rangers. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the time. Try not to stew on it. And let's see what happens this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Tip your waitresses and for tell sure. Alain Vigneault to get the hell out.
Get the hell out. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.